The Annie E. Casey Foundation's 2014 Kids Count Data Book looked at 16 indicators of a child's well-being. In general, the news was good. Connecticut ranked 7th nationally and saw improvements in a number of indicators, like the number of children not attending preschool, the number of children without insurance, and the number of low birth weight babies. But the data also indicates a widening divide in the outcomes for white children and children of color. Orlando Rodriguez is a legislative analyst for the Latino and Puerto Rican Affairs Commission. He took a closer look at the statistic that 9% of all Connecticut children live in so-called high poverty areas.
Once we break this apart, though, by race and ethnicity, we see that children living in poverty among non-Hispanic whites, only 1%. For African-American and Hispanic children, a quarter live in poverty.
And then there's that glaring statistic. The number of children living in poverty has risen by 50% since 1990. Wade Gibson is director of Connecticut Voices for Children's Fiscal Policy Center.
There are very few states in the country where you can say that. We may be the only state that has had a 50% rise in child poverty.
Gibson says the gutting of middle-class jobs in Connecticut since 1990 is one of the reasons why more children are living in poverty. The news was good for Connecticut teens, who saw improved numbers for teens who abused alcohol or drugs, teen births, and students not graduating on time. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.